narrated Abdullah bin Az-Zubayr. When Az-Zubayr got up during the battle of Al-Jamal, he called me and I stood up beside him. And he said to me, O my son, today one will be killed either as an oppressor or as an oppressed one. I see that I will be killed as an oppressed one. My biggest worry is my debts. Do you think if we pay the debts, there will be something left for us from our money? Az-Zubayr added, O my son, sell our property and pay my debts. Az-Zubayr then willed 1/3 of his property and willed 1/3 of that portion to his sons, namely, Abdullah's sons. He said, 1/3 of the 1/3. If any property is left after the payment of the debts, 1/3 of the 1/3 of what is left is to be given to your sons. Hisham, a sub-narrator, added, some of the sons of Abdullah were equal in age to the sons of Az-Zubayr. For example, Khubayb and Abbad. Abdullah had 9 sons and 9 daughters at that time. The narrator, Abdullah, added, my father, Az-Zubayr, went on drawing my attention to his debt, saying, if you should fail to pay part of the debts, appeal to my master to help you. By Allah, I could not understand what he meant till I asked, O father, who is your master? He replied, Allah. Whenever I had any difficulty regarding his debts, I would say, O master of Az-Zubayr, pay his debts on his behalf, and Allah would help me to pay it. Az-Zubayr was martyred, leaving no dinar or dirham, but 2 pieces of land, one of which was called Al-Ghaba, and 11 houses in Al-Madinah, 2 in Basra, 1 in Kufa, and 1 in Egypt. In fact, the source of the debt which was owed was the money people used to deposit with him, that if somebody brought some money to deposit with him, Az-Zubayr would say, no, I won't keep it as a trust, but I take it as a debt, for I am afraid it might be lost. Az-Zubayr was never appointed governor or collector of the tax of Kharaj or any other similar thing, but he collected his wealth from the war booty he gained during the holy battles he took part in the company of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, may Allah be pleased with them. Abdullah bin Az-Zubayr added, when I counted his debt, it turned to be 2,200,000. The sub-narrator added, Hakim bin Hizam met Abdullah bin Az-Zubayr and asked, O my nephew, how much is the debt of my brother? Abdullah kept it as a secret and said, 100,000. Hakim said, by Allah, I don't think your property will cover it. On that, Abdullah said to him, what if it is 2,200,000? Hakim said, I don't think you can pay it. So if you are unable to pay all of it, I will help you. Az-Zubayr had already bought Al-Ghaba for 170,000. Abdullah sold it for 1,600,000. Then he called the people, saying, any person who has any money claim on Az-Zubayr should come to us in Al-Ghaba. There came to him Abdullah bin Ja'far, whom Az-Zubayr owed 400,000. He said to Abdullah bin Az-Zubayr, if you wish, I will forgive you the debt. Abdullah bin Az-Zubayr said, no. Then Ibn Ja'far said, if you wish, you can defer the payment if you should defer the payment of any debt. Ibn Az-Zubayr said, no. Abdullah bin Ja'far said, give me a piece of the land. Abdullah bin Az-Zubayr said to him, yours is the land extending from this place to this place. So Abdullah bin Az-Zubayr sold some of the property, including the houses, and paid his debt perfectly, retaining 4.5 shares from the land, that is, Al-Ghaba. He then went to Muawiyah, while Amr bin Uthman, Al-Munzir bin Az-Zubayr, and Ibn Zamar were sitting with him. Muawiyah asked, at what price have you appraised Al-Ghaba? He said, 100,000 for each share. Muawiyah asked, how many shares have been left? Abdullah replied, 4.5 shares. Al-Munzir bin Az-Zubayr said, I would like to buy one share for 100,000. Amr bin Uthman said, I would like to buy one share for 100,000. Ibn Zamara said, I would like to buy one share for 100,000. Muawiyah said, how much is left now? Abdullah replied, 1.5 shares. Muawiyah said, I would like to buy it for 150,000. Abdullah also sold his part to Muawiyah for 600,000. When Ibn Zubayr had paid all the debts, Az-Zubayr's son said to him, "Distribute our inheritance among us." He said, "No, by Allah, I will not distribute it among you till I announce in 4 successive Hajj seasons. Would those who have money claims on Az-Zubayr come, so that we may pay them their debt?" So he started to announce that in public in every Hajj season. And when 4 years had elapsed, he distributed the inheritance among the inheritors. Az-Zubayr had 4 wives, and after the 1/3 of his property was excluded, according to the will, each of his wives received 1,200,000. So the total amount of his property was 50,200,000.